Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, there are actually some really exciting things to look forward to this weekend if you want to just sit at home and watch. Borat is back. Borat 2. Actually, it's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film. Delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit one's glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
That's a title, man.
It is. And by the way, everything that I have heard, I tried watching the premiere last night, but the debate and everything, and next thing you know, it was really late. So I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I am going to host a screening tonight at Starlight Drive-In in the Miller area, and we're also doing a $1,000 Borat costume contest. I mean, hello?
How are you going to do it? Social distance, of course.
Of course.
Like, people actually show up? It's an actual event?
It's an actual event. You drive in, you know, everybody is socially distanced.
Uh-huh.
But we're still looking for you to show off your Borat costume. I actually got a Borat mask.
You did?
Yes.
Does it look like Borat?
Yes.
Because sometimes those masks, like, you're like, oh my God, they're creepy.
Oh no, it's so good.
Is there a place people enter? Like, who's giving away the $1,000?
The movie studio. It's a $1,000 Amazon gift card. So it's pretty cool. Just text Borat to 51993 to find out more information. But the movie is getting great reviews. And it's got a very impressive 85% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
By the way, you probably heard that there's a little bit of drama with Rudy Giuliani. I don't know yet because I haven't seen the movie. I will watch it tonight. But there is a scene where he allegedly gets caught with his pants down.
I went to an interview. Seemed like a legitimate interview. I did the interview with a young woman who was new to interviewing, and I was being kind to her. And then I had to leave, and I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. And I had to take off the electronic equipment. And when the electronic equipment came off, some of it was in the back, and my shirt came a little out. I leaned back, and I tucked my shirt in. And at that point, when I get up, she says something about, do I want a massage? I realize now that this is a setup, and I call my security guy, Brian, who's right outside. I said, Brian, come in here. And then all of a sudden, crazy Sacha Baron Cohen runs in with a cape on, and he's yelling and screaming all kinds of stupid stuff. Very calmly say, Brian, call the police. Police come. Sacha Baron Cohen is running away, I think with his underwear on and a cape on his back. So now, if I was doing anything wrong, I would not call the police. And if he was doing anything right, he wouldn't have run away.
That right there was all I needed to watch the movie. But if you prefer to build a snowman, this is exciting. Today on Disney Plus, a short film, Once Upon a Snowman, which is about Olaf, the snowman from the Frozen movies, is
nice.
Available. And on SNL tomorrow night, Adele will be hosting, which is very exciting. She said this is the first time that she's ever hosted anything. She wants to, in this crazy year, get out of her bubble and do something uncomfortable.
Hmm. So what's the purple pumpkin trend about for Halloween? Now, in years past, you guys have seen teal pumpkins, which I thought a teal pumpkin in front of a house was like a swinger household for like Halloween. Because we heard back in the day, like teal doors, teal rocks, that means that the house is rocking. Come on in if you're into
I've
that
never
stuff.
Never heard that.
Yeah, well, I saw these like teal pumpkins at Target. I'm like, oh, dang, Target down with swingers, and that was not the case. That was the highlight that a child who lives there has allergies. I'm like, oh, dang.
Oh.
So don't be like me. Know exactly what the purple pumpkin means this year. This is a trend, y'all. This means that the house has been practicing all of the health guidelines when it comes to COVID-19, meaning that, you know, there's going to be trick-or-treaters still. We hope you do it safely, but they have candy that's factory sealed, and they're like doing it like super legit, like, you know, those like tubes or those chutes that people are making online that we saw go viral, like to distribute candy 6 feet apart, stuff like that. You'll see a purple pumpkin, you know it's safe to go get it. The Franco household, by the way, my household, we are doing a Halloween egg hunt for neighbors to come by. So we'll be setting out glow in the dark eggs and letting kids come by, and they can go one at a time and grab a little goodie bag.
That's a good idea.
The Zilker holiday tree is going to be virtual this year.
The tree itself is going to be, what are you talking
about?
The
lighting. This year, the lighting ceremony is going to be virtual.
Got
for
it.
The very first time ever, Sunday, November 26th at 6. It'll be streamed on ATXN Channel 6. Don't know what that is, in several City of Austin pages. And then it will be continued to be lit every night through January 1st.
Which is ironic because Alex vows to be lit every night as well.
That's right. Yeah. Through January 1st from 6 to midnight. Now, if you've never seen the Zolker tree, it's not an actual tree. It's actually a moon tower that has lights stringing down from it. It's actually a moonlight tower, if you want to be correct, but everybody calls them a moon tower here in Austin.
For more on those stories, text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7. And you can listen at home, too, in your smart speakers and through your mobile phone on the radio.com app.